This month marks the 55th anniversary of the release of John Ford's The Searchers, the movie that the American Film Institute called the best Western of all time, a favorite of Scorsese and Coppola. But film critic Roger Ebert found it flawed, maybe racist. Pauline Kael said it was corny, and Slate still calls it the worst best movie ever. So what is it about The Searchers? John Wayne stars as Ethan Edwards, who returns from the Civil War to his brother's family in Texas. When he leaves to investigate some stolen cows, Comanche Indians attack the isolated homestead, kidnapping Ethan's two nieces, Debbie and Lucy. So Ethan sets off on a 7-year search for the girls, accompanied by his adopted nephew, Matthew.
Do you think maybe there's a chance we still might find her?
Engine will chase a thing till he thinks he's chased it enough. And he quits. Same way when he runs. Seems like he never learns there's such a thing as a critter will just keep coming on. So we'll find him in the end, I promise you. We'll find him.
We first spoke with Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr about The Searchers last summer.
I think it's a terrific film. I think it's actually a brave, unusual film. Yes, I think there are aspects of it that are corny, that are of the time that it was made. I don't think it's a perfect film, but it is certainly, I think, one of John Ford's most self-aware films, and it also has, far and away, the most thoughtful and best acting performance that John Wayne ever did.
And we're reminded he didn't win a thing for this.
No.
And in the 70s, you know, a few decades later, he would be sort of caricatured as the, even start talking like
mm-hmm.
him, you know, the guy who supported the war in Vietnam and a cowboy and the guy the world was passing by. But you say what about this performance?
Well, you know, one thing with John Wayne is he got caught up in the country's culture wars and it becomes difficult to see him as an actor. But that's what he was. He wasn't, you know, a method actor, but he was a very intuitive and thoughtful. And in this one, he really did sort of go method. He stayed Ethan between takes. He was a hard, bitter man, and that's the point of the film.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of that. The film starts with John Wayne's character's homecoming. He's fought in the Civil War on the Confederate side, and we immediately pick up something between him and his brother's wife, some love perhaps. Also, his hatred for Indians. Here's a scene where we first see his nephew Matthew, now quite grown up, played by Jeffrey Hunter. He is part Indian. Let's listen.
Well, I could mistake you for a half-breed.
Oh, not quite. I'm 8th Cherokee. The rest is Welsh and English. At least that's what they tell me.
Grown some.
It was Ethan found you, squalling under a sage clump after your folks had been massacred.
It just happened to be me. No need to make more of it.
He is a bitter racist.
He's a racist.
And in fact, the mistake some people make when they come to this film cold is that they think the film is racist. It is about racism.
Well, and we see where some of his emotions come from. This family that he's just been reunited with is pretty much wiped out by Indians. He's the one that discovers them. I mean, that's the other thing about his character. He may come off as a caricature of the man, but he does do the hard stuff.
Well, in fact, one of the most striking scenes in The Searchers is after he sets out to find the kidnapped daughters, and he comes back from finding one of their bodies.
I found Lucy back in the canyon. Wrapped her in my coat. Buried her with my own hands. Thought it best to keep it from you.
Oh. Did they? What was she?
What do you want me to do? Draw you a picture? Spell it out? Don't ever ask me. Long as you live, don't ever ask me more.
That's an astounding scene. Yeah. John Wayne loses it. I don't think I've ever seen John Wayne lose it in a movie, and he becomes unglued.
We also realize that as upset as he is, as pained as he is, that this niece of his has been more than likely raped by the Indians. The younger niece, who's still missing, he sets out to find but also kill.
Well, she's been taken in by the Comanches and has become the wife of the chief, which to him is miscegenation.
No matter how much he loved her.
It's not her anymore. And the battle becomes, as expressed by Jeffrey Hunter, as the adopted nephew who wants to save her. The battle becomes between those two points of view of Native Americans and how we deal with them when we're, you know, running them out of their own country.
Well, not just, I mean, you could look at it through today's lens. It's about mixed race.
Absolutely. I mean, there's one of the most unusual things about this movie is that it addresses in very complicated terms, but not in words, complex notions about race, about sex, about intermarriage, about civilization. There's so much going on in this film, but it is so simply directed. And, you know, we listen to these sound clips, and the sound clips almost don't do the film justice because so much is done silently. You have to remember, Ford started in the silent cinema, and so much of this film is told just with oblique images. We find out that John Wayne's character is in love with his sister-in-law only through how they look at each other.
Which led me to ask, has anyone ever speculated that this missing child is his?
Yes, in fact, that has popped up in some critical commentary that possibly both of his brother's children are his.
And so he's considering killing.
He's considering killing his own child, but then in his fevered mind, it's not his child anymore. It's one of them.
Yeah. Well, Tiber, you know, I found myself watching the film and agreeing with some of the critics who say it's a little mannered, you know, all the pioneer people, gol gee, and, you know, so caricatured. But then, you know, you get to that scene where the family realizes that they are surrounded by Indians. The parents don't tell the children. They don't want them to know. I mean,
it's a horrifying scene.
It's horrifying.
The older daughter comes in with a lamp, and the mother rushes over. They're trying to remain calm, but clearly it's a hopeless scene. They know they're going to die. And she blows the lantern out, and the daughter understands what that means. And she lets out this scream that's one of the most unearthly screams I've ever heard in a classic Hollywood film.
We've seen nothing yet.
No, we haven't seen anything. So much of this film is done by inference.
Yeah. What would you say, you know, overall is its hold on us?
I do think it has its corny elements. I mean, the Indian chief is played by a white man with blue eyes in makeup. So you look at that, and a modern viewer rejects it.
And we should say John Wayne, as we said, became sort of the symbol of macho support of a war in the 70s. And John Ford made propaganda films for the U.S. government. It was also seen as kind of a macho man's man. So you can look at it that way as well.
But this movie questions macho. It undercuts the attitude that if we just go out there, we can take over America and we'll get to the sea and that'll be great. It shows what kind of man it actually takes to do the conquering, and it's not a pretty picture. And believe me, everybody who made this film, from Frank Nugent, the screenwriter, to John Ford, to John Wayne, to all the cast, was completely aware of what they were saying in this film. It's a very self-aware movie, and its levels of darkness keep taking you by surprise, and the way it also brings you back into the light.
And we're not going to give away that ending.
Okay.
And this film also inspired at least two people who saw it, Buddy Holly and Jerry Allison. The story goes, went to see The Searchers and wrote the song That'll Be the Day based on.
John Wayne has a catchphrase in the film, as he does in many John Ford films. Whenever anybody says, you know, Ethan, we're going to do this or you have to do this, he says, that'll be the day.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry.
And again, the film that inspired this song, The Searchers, turns 55 this month. We spoke with Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr last July, and at that time heard from many of you. Bill R. calls The Searchers a masterpiece. Again, it didn't win any Academy Awards, but Steve Roach says John Wayne gave an Academy Award-worthy performance. Patrick McCord had his own interpretation of that scene where John Wayne comes back from finding Lucy. You can see all their comments and add your own at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot his